Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francesa.
This is Mike's on, Francesa on the Fan on this chilly Thursday, the 14th day of November. As we open up another NFL week, week 11 in the National Football League this evening. Well, not a bad game. Steelers and the Browns. See if the Browns can play a clean game. If they can, they're the better team. Obviously, both teams still have at least small, on the Cleveland side, playoff aspirations. Steelers think they're back in it, so it should be a decent game this evening to open it up. Porzingis in with the Mavs, and the Knick watch is on, obviously, with the coach, as the awful Knicks get ready to host the Mavs. Porzingis has been, you know, a little up and down so far, 30 minutes a night, spotty shooting, but he's averaging still 18 points and 7 rebounds. I mean, he is a he has the ability to be a top player. We know that. If he can be healthy and in good shape and happy, all those things, he can be a very, very talented player. He's playing with one of the best players in the sport, in the unbelievably talented Luka Doncic, who's averaging like 28, 10, and 9 right now. So for the Mavs, who are playing pretty well. Right now, the big story is this continued Houston story. But now the story from our standpoint is, locally, is that Beltran has been implicated in it. But I see these stories now, and I see these reports now about Beltran being suspended. For what? How is Beltran in any way going to be responsible for what happened there? The responsibility falls to the owner, the general manager, and the manager. He was none of the above. He was a player. He is not in a position of authority. So how is he, if he used the equipment, he's not going to get suspended for that. The guy who put the surveillance equipment in place, who authorized it, and then you find out who authorized it, whoever put it in place is responsible. If the Astro ownership knew about it, they get hit. If the general manager knew about it, he gets hit. If the manager knew about it, he gets hit. That's it. The players don't get hit for using the equipment. That's never going to happen. Beltran's not going to get anything here. Cora's not going to get anything here. It's not going to happen. They weren't in a position of authority. If he was the manager, yes. He's not the manager. He wasn't the guy who said you can use this or not use it. He wasn't running the team. It's ridiculous. There's no way he's in any trouble. I can't do anything to him. I don't care what he did. The question is this. Not if they stole signs. The question is, did they use illegal surveillance equipment? If they installed it, they get hit and they get hit hard. If it was the manager's idea, he gets hit hard. If it goes higher than that, they get hit hard. Take away draft picks, fine the team, suspend the manager, all in play. And I don't even think it's that big of an advantage. You know how I feel about sign stealing. But it doesn't matter. If they did that, if they installed equipment, you hit the organization. You hit the manager. You hit the general manager. You hit the owner. That's how it works. Nothing happens to Carlos Beltran. You can go off and manage the Mets. That's ridiculous. It doesn't even make any sense. It makes zero sense. Every player could have sat down and used the equipment if it was in place. So what? Once the manager says it's okay, then it's his call. The question is, who installed the equipment? That's the crime. Stealing signs, been going on forever. You can't install equipment, surveillance equipment. That's the crime. So, I don't care if Beltran went out and, you know, plugged it in. He's still not going to get suspended. Doesn't make even a little bit of sense. You hit the people who were in positions of authority who condoned it. That's who you hit. And you hit the organization. That's who gets hit. And that's fine. But I don't understand how, I really don't even get the connection as to how he would be in any way responsible. Since I don't think he was managing the team at the time. Now he will be managing the Mets, and we'll see what they do as far as a staff. You're starting to hear more rumblings about that, so we'll let that kind of settle into place. You know, we've talked to, obviously, both general managers the last couple of days. You're going to head towards a hot stove league that's going to be very impactful because you got some very big free agents at the top. It's going to be interesting to see how these guys settle in, even though you're starting to hear, like I said, these ideas that the geography is going to play a very big role in this. You know, certain guys have their eyes on certain areas, and if they get close to the money they want. And New York, for a lot of reasons, for that huge jumbo free agent, is not going to be the top choice. And I tell you what's going to hurt, too, is the taxes. They're a big problem. You talk about that versus the state doesn't have income tax. I mean, now California does. So if it's New York, California, it's a wash. But if it's, you know, some of these other states come into play, it's a big difference. It's a big, big savings, especially over what's going on with us tax-wise. So that is an issue and not a positive one. Nets are banged up. We know that. Knicks are, you know, I can't even get into talking about the Knicks. I really can't. They're just terrible. They really are. And to me, I mean, listen, Porzingis is a very talented player. Everybody had very high hopes for him, and rightly so. His stay here didn't turn out to be what everyone hoped it would be, but it wasn't big enough or impactful enough or long enough for it to be where him coming back is that big a deal, let's be honest. You know, he isn't a figure who is, you know, part of their history. He's really just another episode in what has been an ugly, ugly run for a long time now. And hasn't gotten anywhere near better. I mean, it just seems to get worse as the time goes on. So that's where we are. Got a lot of the things to get to. We'll get it all rolling right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.